This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Today, we got our monthly look at retail sales figures from chain stores. And there doesn't look to be much to celebrate. Americans seem to have throttled back on the shopping. Let's flesh things out a little bit with retail analyst Sucharita Molpuru at Forrester Research. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So we are getting close to back-to-school shopping season here. Maybe we're even in it, according to some people. But these results are not looking great so far. What's holding people back?
Well, the reality is that it has a lot to do with customer confidence, and then we still have a pretty dismal unemployment rate. So those, I think, are probably the biggest drivers of the disappointment. So many retailers, especially the weak ones getting weaker, you know, the Best Buys, I would argue Macy's is in that category, even Target. The big surprise for me was probably Costco, which usually fares better even when the economy is down. But I think that they had a little bit of a unique story. They probably overstated some of their expectations.
It's not been gloom and doom one day after the other. We are seeing glimpses of lower gas prices. Home prices are stabilizing in many places. The other day I reported out a number that suggested suggested retail had rebounded a bit in recent months. So what's your outlook?
Well, it's funny because Americans are eternally optimistic. So, you know, kind of one month the consumer confidence is low and they kind of, you know, it's like dieting. You know, you cut back one month and then the next month you're like, oh, okay, so I'm all right. I have a few, you know, a little bit of disposable income and you see the burst in spending again. You know, you're right. I mean, you know, I think that was kind of the lesson from 2008, 2009, which was truly the dark days where there was a significant amount of a pullback because there wasn't a sense of, you know, kind of what the future was. But I think that the biggest change is that, there's a little bit more of managing to your budget, but at the same time, there's a sense of wanting to not spend beyond your means, but definitely be cautious in where you expend your resources because you don't know what tomorrow holds.
Sure. Well, Sucharita Molpuru, an analyst at Forrester Research, thank you very much.
My pleasure.